show.
Ray also testified that he believes waterboarding is torture and illegal.
Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland, a manhunt underway for a potential suspect after a triple killing near Birmingham, Alabama, and lawmakers in the predominantly Catholic island nation of Malta voting to legalize same-sex marriages. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington is having a used car super sale.
We have marked all vehicles with special pricing. This sale ends on July the 15th, and we're going to sell 25 used vehicles in 10 days. Good credit, bad credit, no worries. Payments are as low as $99 per month. APR is as low as 1.9 on certified pre-owned vehicles. Financing on select vehicles up to 84 months. Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Let me prove to you why a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Join your friends and neighbors on July 6th, 7th, 8th, 13th, 14th, and 15th at Lincoln Amphitheater for the Young Abe Lincoln 30th Anniversary Special. This special anniversary edition is a playful story chronicling the events that shaped our 16th president as he grew up in southern Indiana. Don't miss these great upcoming events at the Lincoln Amphitheater. July 22nd, Zoso, a tribute to Led Zeppelin, and August 12th, Hard Day's Night, a tribute to the Beatles. Get your tickets today at LincolnAmphitheater.com.
Get a better night's sleep with a Serta Perfect Sleeper mattress right now, all on sale. Buy a good level Blue Ridge Queen mattress for just $369. Upgrade to a better level Dortmund Queen mattress for $569. Or upgrade to our best level Goldsmith Queen mattress for $769. Plus, get a free box spring with any Serta Perfect Sleeper mattress purchase. Find other great deals going on now during Menards Priced Right Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Save up to 40% every day on your groceries. Amazing quality, fantastic prices, satisfaction guaranteed, or 100% money back. Shop your Vincennes Save-A-Lot for big summer savings. Fresh bone-in pork steaks or Western-style ribs are only $1.29 a pound. And Oscar Mayer bacon is a special buy at just $3.49. Also, fresh Washington cherries are just $1.99 a pound. Savings are made easy at Save-A-Lot and Vincennes, once again voted best place to buy groceries, where bananas are 39 cents a pound every day.
Want to make a comment or suggestions about this Original Company radio station? Go online to originalcompany.com. For comments and suggestions, go online to originalcompany.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guaranteed with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone, whatever you need to do. Just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-378-2714, 800-378-2714, 800-378-2714. That's 800-378-2714.
This community announcement on WAOV presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. Jasper Memorial Hospital and Healthcare Center looks to support you in a diabetes transition of lifestyle. They've got a continuing education group for persons with diabetes, pre-diabetes, and anyone interested in learning about the disease. A support group on the third Monday of each month. Call 812-996-0521.
Your weather forecast is brought to you by Percolon Gardens, North 6th Street of Vincennes. Shop Percolon Gardens Summer Sale. Save 20% off all plants and 20% off everything in the gift shop. Save today at Percolon Gardens, North 6th Street in Vincennes. Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny and hot. Highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A 50% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 90. Rain Thursday night. Overnight lows in the lower 70s. Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. That's your weather forecast from 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're here live in the 97.7 WAOV studios. You can catch us also on AM 1450. This is Cher Elliott, and I'm here with Ask the Designer, of course, featuring Greg Grizzly. Greg, how are you today?
Just great, Cher. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's a gorgeous day outside, a little muggy, but summer's officially here.
Good summer, hot day.
That's right, that's right. But it's nice and cool where we are here in the studio, and it's a little warm there at Regal Furniture, and you still have some great prices going on down there in the store.
We got some hot buys going on down there, Cher.
Yeah.
We've got a sofa love seat, reclining sofa love seat in leather.
Ooh.
Full grain leather that's specially priced. It's like regularly $3,700. Both pieces for $2,000. It's a great, great summer buy.
Both pieces for
$2,000?
Oh, wow.
Right.
And they're incliners on each end?
Right.
Full leather. Man, that's a steal.
Set close to the wall.
Oh, very nice. Very
nice.
So
you got plenty of room in, you know, to stretch out.
Yeah.
Works really well.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. We are here for Ask the Designer. We're here each Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Here on WAOV, we have a feature each day on the 3 o'clock hour about different happenings here in the community. And on Wednesdays, we're here with Greg to talk about design. And this is your opportunity to ask the designer questions about how to help you around your home, or if there's a topic you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear from you. And you can do that a couple ways. Of course, you can go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer tab. It automatically takes you to a landing page where you can stream and listen to us live. You can listen to previously aired shows, and then also you can submit your questions through that location as well. So definitely be sending those in to us. Then also, of course, they can call you there at the store or stop by and see you. And,
right.
And where's the store again?
102 North 4th Street here in Vincennes, corner 4th and Bestron.
Mm-hmm. And they can call you at
812-886-4444.
You would think I could remember that, but I don't. I'm sorry. You know, it's not pre-programmed. It's pre-programmed in my phone, so it's just a button for me. But
you know, we all do that today. People don't know phone numbers anymore.
I know.
We look it up on our phone.
That's right. You know, before when I sent the kids to school, they had to know their address and their phone number. So, hopefully kids still learn that before they go. So in the last couple of weeks, we've had conversations about why is it important to hire a designer to help you with your project? And I think it's fascinating that it doesn't matter how big or small the project is.
No.
Getting a designer is the key. And it not only helps you get what you're looking for, because you as the designer pull that information out of the client, but it saves you money and you're not scrapping everything and throwing it out the window and starting over completely. I mean,
right.
You can use everything you have and just add a few pieces. That just amazes me.
There's a big story going around that the designer is the one that comes in and tells you to throw everything away and steams through your house and tells you about executing the vision that he has. And then the client, you know, doesn't really have any say-so, and they put new stuff in the hope for the best. This is not the way a good designer works.
That's good to know. That's great to know, because it is kind of intimidating. And I think a lot of people are probably hesitant to spend money thinking that that is the concept, and the reality of using a designer is, well, one, I can't afford a whole new room and all new furniture and paint and carpet and wall drapes and all of that. And then two, this exorbitant fee that the designer is going to charge on top of having to buy everything else with
it.
So,
right.
But really, that fee is well worth it when you think of the peace of mind that you're getting as the homeowner, that I don't have to deal with seven different contractors. I'm not looking online to find the furniture and coordinate it all. That's you. That's what you do, right?
That's what I do. And the rest of that story about going through all this with all the different workmen and everything is that we can sometimes and very often save the client a lot of heartache when you're remodeling. You know, number one, ladies quite often go into a remodeling project with the idea, well, these guys are going to clean up every day and I'm not going to get any dust in my house. And it's all going to be wonderful, roses, and everything's going to just be hunky-dory. Well, I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
No.
To fix up, you have to tear up. And anytime you tear up, you create white, either plaster dust or drywall dust. And it goes everywhere in the house. The contractors I work with are very careful. They try to tape off the other rooms and do everything they can. But there's just a certain amount of that dust that's going to travel through your house. If it doesn't travel through the doorways, it gets sucked up in the ventilation system and spread around that way.
Sure.
There's just no way to avoid it. So you have to go into that with an open mind and think, okay, this is going to take a while. And you have to know that it's going to take some time to accomplish your goals. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. About two-thirds of the way through the project, you're going to get very tired of being torn up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and that last third of the amount of time is like, won't they ever get done here? You know, but they will, and they're doing it in a timely manner, because if they're not, I'm going to be nipping at their heels and saying, hey, guys, we should be done. We should have this project done now.
And that's great, because you as the homeowner may not know how long it should actually take a contractor to change the flooring or do all the painting or those kind of things. Or, you know, like you've talked, some of that minor remodeling, moving outlets and doors or those kind of things. So you, with all of your years of experience, you have a good time frame of when those things should be happening, and you can make sure that they're staying on task. Because I'll be honest, in the last 3 days, I've had two people talking about that they are doing some remodeling and that kind of thing, and they're chairing their own projects, but they're not getting contractors to show up. You know, they come in, they work for a little while, I'll be back next week, I'm waiting on materials, and you know, we're weeks and weeks down the road past the completion date. So and both of these people had hired reputable people, had good references and stuff. So it's, if you don't know what you're doing, then sometimes it ends up hurting you in the long run. So that's why you want to reach out and hire that professional person to come and kind of take the lead on that.
A lot of times a builder has a small crew and they don't really have enough work at one place, perhaps, to keep them busy all the time. So they have to take those other jobs because they have to pay the payroll every week.
Sure.
But you have to go into that knowing that.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm very careful to sit down with my client and say, okay, now, you understand that this is a small contractor, so he's going to work a few days and he'll be gone a few days. And then they get held up at somebody else's house because they find a water line's broken or a pipe needs to be fixed or the roof's bad and they've got to put a new roof on.
Yeah.
There's all those things that happen that really isn't the contractor's fault, but it's still the lady at home sitting waiting for him to show up again is thinking, well, I thought they'd be here yesterday. I thought they were supposed to be here last week. They're not here. One of the things that the designer does, works as a liaison and saying, look, this came up. We understand. They've got to be the roof on this house. It's going to be a 5-day delay. But, you know, they're going to give us good time as soon as they get back. And over the years, I found out that if you work with them, they bend over backwards to work with you.
Oh, that's,
you know,
great.
It really doesn't do good to call them every night and say, where are you?
Why weren't you here today? Yeah,
yeah.
And as we learn in life, communication is critical in anything that you're doing. So if you're keeping, you know, you being that third party can keep that communication flowing both ways. As long as everybody knows what's going on and staying on the same page, then it should go pretty smooth. So, again, that's another great reason to hire a designer to just take charge and let them do that. That's what you do. That's what designers do. And contractors expect that from designers. So that's great.
Many years ago, I was at a seminar, and they talked about you know, that one of the most important things, you may find this interesting, Cher, because I think it applies to all facts of life. A lot of times what your customer or your client wants isn't what they need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, we all have to play that little part of devil's advocate mm-hmm. in sometimes and talk to somebody about what their needs are. You know, I remember several years ago, a lady walked in the store with three tots in tow, all under the age of five, and was looking for a white sofa.
Oh, my goodness.
For her family room.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
And I said, well, you know, white is beautiful, but maybe we ought to do the sofa in a little darker color.
Yes.
And put some white pillows or cushions on it, because I said, I'm afraid with your little ones that, you know, you're going to have a lot of trouble with soiling and everything. So she gave in and said, you know, that's probably a good point. So we put some white toss pillows on there. You know, the white toss pillows were ready to go in about a year's time.
And yeah.
She said, you know, it's sure a lot easier to change those pillows than it would be a whole sofa. My husband would probably kill me.
That's right.
But,
that's
you know, you think, you see something in a magazine, you fall in love with it.
Oh, yes.
And you think, my room would be gorgeous with that. My room looks like this magazine picture. That white sofa is perfect in that room. I'm going to go find me a white sofa.
Sure, sure.
Sometimes it's not the best idea for your situation.
Right.
You know, so you have to, that's where the trust starts with a client, you know. You have to trust your designer. I always try to tell people why I'm doing something, because I think that helps enlist the trust in just saying, no, we're not going to do that. Say, I don't think that's a good idea because, and give them a reason.
Yeah.
That way then they go, oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm one of those people, you know, if you explain to me why this or that needs to happen, then I'm good with that. You know, I can handle things. But I'm one of those that like to know things and understand them. So, all right. Well, it looks like we're ready for our first break. So when we come back, we will talk more about designer.
Design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
There's no better way to say I love you. I'm thankful you're in my life. I'm glad to be with you. I'm thinking about you, or I miss you. Then with a spectacular flower arrangement from ProFlowers.com. A gorgeous fresh flower arrangement is a must to dress up every birthday, holiday, or anniversary. As a special treat for you, your beautiful flowers start at an amazing low price of $19.99. And ProFlowers.com will include a free vase with floral orders. Imagine a beautiful bouquet of 100 blooms for only $19.99, with a free vase included. Every festive bouquet is guaranteed to last at least 7 days. Tell your loved ones you're thinking of them with flowers. Go to proflowers.com/radio and enter your code to receive this special offer. Enter code RAMP. That's proflowers.com/radio, code RAMP. Send a bouquet they'll never forget from proflowers.com/radio, code RAMP.
Tune in to Knox County Today here on 97.7 FM WAOV. This is Ed Ballinger. Join me each weekday morning from 10 until 11:30 for Knox County Today, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center at Washington and St. Clair Street to Vincennes, by Cantwell Shortstop on Kimball Road to Vincennes, and by Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville. Knox County Today is where your friends and neighbors meet. Listen right here on 97.7 FM WAOV, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center, Cantwell Shortstop, and Cannon's Furniture.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. You can also catch us on AM 1450. You can also tune in on the website, newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can stream us live. So we're here each Wednesday at 3 o'clock. I'm Cher Elliott, and joining me, of course, is Greg Risley from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery here in Vincennes. And don't forget, we would gladly take your questions or your topics of concern. You can send those to us by submitting it through the form on the Ask the Designer page on our website. So be sure and send those in. We always like to have a few questions here at the end of the show. And so the last few shows we've been discussing what a designer does and why it's important to hire a designer when you're doing a project. Greg, do you have any final tips or suggestions on this?
On the trust issue with the designer, no question is too dumb. You know, a lot of people hesitate to ask a question because they think it's dumb. And there's no such thing as a dumb question when you're not working in when you're out of your field. The other thing, once that trust is established, there needs to be some flexibility. There is no law or Bible of design that says this one way must be done.
Okay.
There are various ideas around you work with color and texture and values and balance and rhythm in a room. But there's many ways to develop those rhythms and balance and the balance in the room that you need. So there's not just one way to decorate. So you maybe need to be a little flexible, and not only the client, but the designer does too.
Okay.
Because, you know, I usually, you know, if I'm working with a client, I'll very often show them, if it's the first time I'm working with them, I may show them three different plans for the same room. That way, then they feel like they've had some input into it.
Sure.
And they feel like it's more of their idea that way. Also, it gives them a chance to maybe, I usually show something that maybe be a step outside the box for them.
Oh, yeah.
Show them something that's a little more middle of the road, and then show them maybe an ultra-conservative plan.
Okay.
Usually one of those will appeal to the customer. And sometimes they'll surprise you and say, well, you know, normally I go this way, but I really like this kind of out-of-the-box thing.
Yeah, I would be so nervous to do that. But I think I would be able to, again, if you rationalized to me or explained why you thought that concept or that look was something that would fit, then I probably would go with it. You know, I know you mentioned before that a lot of times rooms are like people's personalities, or the color schemes are the same as what a person would wear, you know. So you're basically, your home is who you are. And a lot of times, you know, people may not realize that that's kind of the theory that you want to use when you're decorating a room or your home. So,
right. And the other thing is collaboration. You know, we're a team to make your home absolutely gorgeous and make it you and make it comfortable for you and your family. My key is in doing any design is that the room's pretty, but it's comfortable and it's functional. You know, form versus function is always an issue, but you can do that. And when we collaborate, you know, the more the lady tells me about what she likes and how she likes it, the better job I can do for her. And I always tell a client, usually at the first meeting, if you hate an idea, don't skirt around the issue. Say, Greg, I really don't like that idea. Just straight out,
yeah.
You know. And if you like it, say, well, I might think about that. Okay, I know you're not in love with that idea. So I may go on the next idea, and you go, that's it. That's kind of the feeling I want. So you collaborate. You know, I said sometimes I'm kind of a psychologist. Pull this stuff out of the customer to find out so that the house doesn't just look like me.
Sure, sure.
You know, I had a client that hired me once to do a home in Florida because she'd seen a home in New York that I'd done. It was contemporary. She had seen a home in Tennessee that was a kind of a cabin up in the mountains.
Okay.
And then she had seen a home in Oklahoma that was kind of a Western theme. And all three homes that she visited, she asked who the designer was. And I said, well, he got this guy from Indiana.
Of all places.
To do our house, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to be flexible, as I as a designer have to be flexible enough to do those different looks, as well as I have to be able to collaborate with the customer to create what they want. And I usually give you a little nudge to go outside the box just enough so that your room's a little interesting.
Okay.
and maybe a little hint or something like that that people, you know, a lot of times I'll tell someone to go in their room and stand in the corner of your room, close your eyes real tight, count to 10, and open your eyes and think about what you don't like when you open your eyes. Because you're used to walking through that room and seeing it.
Sure.
But if you stand in the corner and shut your eyes and kind of clear your mind and open your eyes and look at your room, it's amazing what happens because you see something like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that big piece of paper had rolled underneath the edge of the sofa over there. And silly things like that. But also the other thing is, what bothers you about that room is going to jump out at you at that point in time. You go, oh, I thought I should get a new lamp. Now I know I really need a new lamp. That lamp's really not the doesn't fit, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing some of the little things that you can find. And again, that's why it's so great to be able to reach out to professionals like you and ask for that little bit of help. You're affordable. And anybody can call.
I'll be glad to answer a question. When I started doing Regal Furniture Facts, I had a lady call me early on and wanted to know what color toss pillows she should use on her sofa. And I said, well, I haven't seen your room, but, you know, I would guess you're probably hunting for some color or something like that. Yeah, my room's pretty blah, it's neutral, and, you know. So, you know, use some, you know, well, what's one of your, do you like warm colors or cool colors? Well, I kind of like warm, I usually wear warm colors. I said, well, think about some reds and oranges in that neutral room to give you kind of a spark of color and punch it up a little bit. So,
yeah.
You know, never heard back if she used them or not. So if you're listening, you might let me know.
Yeah, we definitely want to know. We want to know. But so appointments, you're flexible. They can just need to call you at the store. And again, what's that number?
812-886-4444.
And then you can schedule a time to go out, take a look at the room.
Right.
The cost again?
Just to come out to look at the room is a $50 charge. That just simply covers a little bit of time for car use and gasoline. And the schedule for design times is morning, afternoon, or evening. A lot of people like an evening appointment.
Sure.
Because they want their husband there so we can all talk together.
Right.
And that's really a good way to do it because then I can glean some information from him. And then if he's interested, you know, and some are and some aren't. Some are very interested.
Yeah.
And some are not interested at all. Some just say, honey,
just do it.
You just do it.
Yeah,
you guys do it. And, you know,
I'll just sign the check.
I don't want to have to hang curtains or pictures. As long as I don't have to do that, I'm cool.
That's right. I love the story that you told me about a couple that came in looking to do a media room and that the husband had actually heard you on the radio and wanted to come in and talk with you. So it's not just women that are doing that. And I think it's really important that when the man and the woman both are involved and, you know, they get that idea and started in concept and they both have that buy-in. And then it just makes, I'm sure it makes that project just so much easier. Decisions that are coming from one or the other, they're not so nervous about, you know, spending an extra $50 on something or $100 on something because they know that the partner's in on the project and it's a go. So I think that's huge.
The other thing that people need to understand is that there's a difference between decorators and designers.
Okay.
Decorators are people that can help them pick colors and accent pieces and things like that. A designer actually has some architectural background to where you can help with remodeling and things like that. So depending on what an interior designer fills all those hats. You know, I can go in and do the color schemes and pick out paint and do all that too. But I can also do some renderings and get some stuff done that, you know, to show you what you can do for a remodel or
the structural part of it. Then.
Right.
Okay.
And what structural things you can do and what changes you can make. Again, you know, the thing about the architecture is that your contractors in some cases, we'll need a real architect to do that or an engineer.
Okay.
If you're taking out large wall spaces, you probably need an engineer to get in there and look at that to make sure that it's going to be okay. I ran into a job several years ago, and they were going to take this big wall out at the end of the house for kitchen enlargement. And I looked at the house and I said, you know, I'm not an architect. I'm not an engineer, you know, but I have some training. But my training just makes me dangerous. And I said, I'm worried about this. I'm afraid that this is not going to work to your advantage. And I really think you ought to get an engineer here in here to look at it, you know. Well, unfortunately, they decided the contractor convinced them that he'd put a beam in and it'd be fine.
Oh, no.
So $50,000 later, after the roof pitch dropped.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, they found out that the footing underneath wasn't strong enough to hold the weight of all the building. So that had to be torn out and reinforced and redone and everything.
Oh my.
And I'm not saying this because I happened to have the right opinion that time. I could have been wrong, but I had a gut feeling.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much for an engineer to walk in and say yes, or we need to really look at this much deeper.
Yeah.
And then it's worth it to pay him ahead of time so you know what you're getting into.
Absolutely. And that's great. I mean, that tells listeners that, you know, you and the people and our designers, you're cognizant of what your boundaries are and what your area of expertise, and you start getting out of that lane that you're comfortable with, and, you know, you're not afraid to step up and ask somebody who is a specialist, hey, you know, is this electrical right? Is this a load-bearing wall? How's this structurally going to handle this? So that's great. And again, another reason why when you're doing these projects, whether it's a remodel or just a total new building, you want to deal with professionals because they're licensed, insured, and you know, you're saving yourself from headaches down the road. So,
well, and the rest of that story is, you know, after you've done it for so many years, you've heard all the mistakes people have made because they tell you.
Yes.
You know,
well, oh, yes.
This was the wrong thing to do.
Yes.
We thought it'd be work and it didn't. So, you know, they tell you a lot of things, and that's true with a lot of appliances and fixtures and, you know, different things that are kind of maybe faddish or brand new on the marketplace, and that people go, well, what do you think about that? Should we try to use this or that? And you go, well, go softly into the night, because when it's an untested territory, you know, you don't really know how that's going to, you know, how that's going to work.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our break. And when we come back, we've got more to discuss.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Eli Williams reporting. The Knox County Sheriff's Department arrested Dylan Morris, age 24, for drug court violation. He is being held at $5,000 bond. Moab Smith, age 27, was arrested for failure to appear. He is being held without bond. Jeffrey Harper, age 57, was arrested for probation violation. He is being held without bond. Chandler Nash, age 20, was arrested for contempt of court, direct contempt, disturbing court. He is being held without bond. The Davies County Sheriff's Department arrested Donaldo Godoy, age 22, for operating vehicle while intoxicated and driving while suspended with a prior. He is being held without bond. Ryan Tweedy, age 31, was arrested for auto theft. He is being held at $2,500 bond. The Washington Police Department arrested Kathleen Williams, age 32, for prostitution and false reporting. She is being held without bond. Eric Faney, age 32, was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated involving endangerment. He is being held without bond. James Holman, age 26, was arrested for domestic battery. He is being held without bond. James Shoup, age 75, was arrested for public indecency. He is being held at $2,000 bond. Reporting for WAOV News, I'm Eli Williams. Get more news online at newsknoxcounty.com.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday closing farm market report, and a sharp sell-off in the markets after the USDA July crop report. The update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. No change in estimated production for corn and soybeans this year, but higher than expected U.S. and global corn stocks put a lot of pressure on the corn market, down 16 and a quarter for September at the close, 385 and a half. December goes to 385. 3.98¾, down 15.5. March corn 4.08½, down 14.75. Soybeans also on the week end at the end of trade. August 10.20¾, down 8.5. November 10.34, off 9.25. And September wheat 5.37, down 16 cents. Up the $3 limit, August live cattle 117.87. August lean hogs 82.62, up 37. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your ag today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
This community announcement on WAOV, presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. If you or your organization have an event that you want to get notice on, send it to us right here, 521 Bussern, Vincennes, 47591. You can email it to news@originalcompany.com or fax it at 885-2604. Get your events in. We want to talk about it.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny and hot. Highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A 50% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 90. Rain Thursday night. Overnight lows in the lower 70s. Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 80s. That's weather forecast from 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. You can also catch us on AM 1450 and NewsKnoxCounty.com. Click on the Ask the Designer logo and you can hear us streaming live. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. Also with me, of course, is Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, our designer. And each Wednesday, you catch us here at the 3 o'clock hour. We're talking about different ideas for designing. We'd love to hear your question. You can submit them to us online through the Ask the Designer link, and you can give Greg a call at the store as well. So, Greg, we've talked about why it's important to use a designer in your remodeling or your makeover for a room, but can you give us just some basic hints or tips or everyday ideas that we could use to incorporate and just freshening up our look at home?
Sure. The one way to make a room feel larger is use a round rug in right. the middle of the room, or a round cocktail table or a round ottoman. The circle represents infinity.
Okay.
And a circle brings the idea that there are no boundaries.
Okay.
So it seems to expand the area into a visual element rather than closing it in. And on the end, on the actual reverse of it, that ottoman in the middle of the room tends to pull the conversation area toward it.
Okay, yeah.
And makes it cozier mm-hmm. while it still makes the room look larger. So it's kind of a real different technique.
Sure.
A lot of people don't think about round.
No, because that was the first thing I was going to say is using a round table in front of a, you know, just a regular sofa. I don't know. I'm thinking round has to go in something like a sectional. You know, something needs to wrap around it for that round table or ottoman to work. So, no, that floors me that right. something like that, just as easy as that, can make such a change.
You open up, put your chairs in to finish the conversation area.
Sure.
And so that kind of cozies it up and makes it all work. And you've got seating all the way around that table so that table is a center point of the room.
Becomes the focus right. of the room. Okay, that makes
then
great sense.
Another thing, if you've got an enclosed stairway,
mm-hmm.
you can a lot of times open up an enclosed stairway. Makes a huge difference in a room. You'll see this in a lot of apartments where they've got a little entry hall.
Okay.
And they've got a wall that closes in the stairway and mm-hmm. stuff. You take that out and open it up and you can see the stairs going up. gives you a feeling of more spaciousness, more room in the house. It's also very attractive. You can do some neat things with stair rails and, you know, some of the metal spindles and wood spindles that they got out today. So there's a lot of exciting things about that, you know. Sunlight's important. Sunlight makes a room bright and cheery. And, you know, so if you've got big windows, I always try to help people find window treatments that they can let the light in, but they can take the light out when they don't want it, you know. But it can be a problem.
Yeah, because, you know, right now in the summer months, I'm sure a lot of people don't necessarily want to open up the blinds. And, you know, they're trying to keep that heat out to keep their cooling bill down. But, you know, in today's world with some of the new window coverings that you offer there at Regal Furniture, they've got some great, great blinds that'll let the light in but keeps the heat out. So that's pretty awesome.
Right. You can still see out a lot of them and not see in. Now I've got something that people always ask me.
Okay.
And... now, the chandeliers are absolutely famously tricky for people to figure out because they're hanging in the room, middle of a room with no points of reference against which gauge for size. Now, most of us know if you're doing a chandelier over a dining room table, the chandelier shouldn't be any wider than half the width of the table.
Okay.
Okay. We know that the chandelier should be 36 inches higher.
I remember that.
Than the tabletop to the bottom of the chandelier. Now, if you're putting a chandelier in the middle of, like, a formal living room or an entry hall, people don't know how to figure what size goes there. Okay, you take the width of the room in feet.
Okay.
Double that number, convert it to inches, and that is the minimum dimension for your chandelier's diameter. Say minimum because it can always be fun to oversize a chandelier in a wide open area like that.
Right.
But you don't want it to look dinky.
Yeah, yeah.
So remember, take the width of the room in feet, double the number, convert to inches. That's the minimum that you want your room. So if your room's 12 feet, 24 feet, convert to inches, that's the maximum that you want to have your... you know, to use on your
chandelier.
On
the size of the chandelier. Yeah. Yeah, because that's one thing, you know, when you walk into a home, a lot of two-story homes, they always have that really nice, big, tall entryway and have that beautiful lighting in the entryway. And, yeah, you definitely, you know, when you see it in the store or you're looking at it on display, you think it might be huge. But once you get it into the room and you actually see, you know, you add the height and then the width of the room, then it's like, oh my, that's so small. So yeah, that's good to know that rule of thumb on calculating.
Let's run through that one more time, just so people know. Take the width of the room. If it's 12 feet, you double that's 24.
Okay.
Then 24 inches is the maximum.
The minimum size?
The minimum size you want to put in.
Okay. All right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. So a 24 inch in diameter light or larger is what we would want to use in a 12-foot room or entryway. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
Right.
That's easy enough. That's easy to remember.
Okay. Now, if you want a room to look bigger, paint the walls. If you want the room to look larger or have more strength, a stronger look in the walls, use some wall covering, either a texture or, you know, one of the new popular things that you're seeing in wall covering today is some of the branching and flowering and leafy things that are looked like. It's not an all-over pattern. It's more like, you know, the look of a tree growing and things like that. That's very popular.
And I know we've talked a little bit before and off air that wall coverings are kind of making a comeback. Are you doing the entire room in wall covering, or is it just, you know, we've talked about accent walls before. Is that the same with wall coverings? You just want to do one, or?
It depends. It depends on the customer and the need for the room.
Okay.
They're doing small one-row murals, you know, that are kind of neat to flank on each side of a china cabinet in a formal dining room, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to do a whole wall in a theater room just for fun to make it look like a mountain scene or, you know, something that would give your room some extra dimension because you're not going to have windows in there.
Right, right.
So, you know, you might do something like that to make an interesting effect. Effective wall.
Okay.
Other times you just want a nice texture.
So textures are good too. And
huge textures, walls.
So yeah. Which way do you prefer or do you recommend on doing texture? Painting and using some sort of sponge or something to add texture? Or do you prefer the wall covering?
I usually prefer the wall covering, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
Okay. If you use the sponging and paint and stuff like that, you know, just in normal wear and tear, you know, that paint gets hit with the end of the sweeper handle or kid's basketball or, you know, this and that happens. Well, if that chips off, it's almost impossible to put that texture back on with paint.
Right. Okay.
Because it's the other paint is aged. The new paint, you may still have the same color in the basement, but it's not going to match it exactly. And then, you've got
really
a real problem.
That. Yeah.
You know? Wall covering, most of your texture wall coverings are a solid vinyl.
Okay.
So they can take the bumps and the bruises that we do to our walls and not chip and get gouged easily and things like that. Plus, if you've got wallpaper, I always tell people to always order an extra double roll for your room. Then if somebody, you know, shakes up a Coke and spews it all over the walls and makes a bad spot, you can at least replace a whole strip.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. And so this textured wall covering, it can come and just... So it looks like it's actually painted on then, you know, it's just a solid color with some texture to it and it looks like it's painted on.
It can look like yarn cloth. It can look like a canvas. It can look a linen-y weave type.
Oh, okay.
There's lots of different things. And the nice thing about that is like in a bedroom, you can do a tone-on-tone look in wall covering and it's very effective, very soothing, mm-hmm. very restful, very secure. You know, bedrooms need to be very secure. We rest better in them.
Okay. Good. So, and these are all great tips that you've shared with us. And these are some of the things you talk to your clients when you're doing appointments. If I was going to call and make an appointment or somebody wanted to make an appointment, what can we expect for when you come to our house?
Okay. I like to see the room in as much natural light as possible. So, you know, I really prefer if it's an early evening appointment while there's still daylight.
Okay.
Kind of think before I come and let me know what pieces you want to keep in that room or in the house. So you can tell me what it is that you prefer. Then when I'm there, I will measure the room all the way around from window edge to corner to window edge to door edge and back so I can make a scale drawing of that when I return to the store. I want to talk to you about the use of the room. What's the primary purpose of this room? How many is in your family? Do you have a dog, cat? Do you entertain a lot? Do you have friends in? Are you a big game players? You know, some families, you know, family room has a game table in the corner
because right.
they like to play Monopoly or, you know, board games. One older couple, I did a small room for and put a small table in because they like to work jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah.
So they had a table that they could leave a puzzle out on. Then I put the room to scale, and then I do my footwork back at the store and put things and ideas together. Then I call the client, and the next step is we're going to have an in-store appointment. We're going to look at those things, that ideas for the room, what I'm suggesting and how I'm suggesting. And the reason I do it in the store is so I can actually say, now, Joe, this is a recliner I'd like to use for your chair. I want you to sit in it and make sure it's comfortable for you. With several different styles, all we can still get the same fabric that I'd like to use in there on that chair, but we want to make sure that chair fits you.
Right.
Same way with the sofa or her chair or, you know, this or that. So, you know, we do a fitting,
yeah.
so to speak.
Well, no, that's
to
good.
Make sure the furniture fits.
Right.
And then we talk about colors and styles and prices. And confirm the job. It's pretty painless.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's easy, and that sounds pretty painless. So those are good. All right. Well, we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, finish up on in-home appointments and then do some questions. So we'll be back here just in one moment.
Wasn't your house settling? The second creak confirms that. Each sound is seconds apart, separated by the hiss of a hand sliding up the banister. This is not your imagination. This is happening right now. Someone is in your house and less than 10 steps from you and your baby's crib. Wishing you had a way to defend your child? Get it at galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
2.0, Hoosiers can afford peace of mind.
With HIP 2.0, Hoosiers can afford to live healthier.
We Hoosiers can afford to take better care of ourselves.
We can afford to play harder.
With HIP 2.0, eligible Hoosiers can afford health coverage and healthier living.
You can afford health coverage that works.
Learn more at hip.in.gov or call 877-GET-HIP-9.
Discover masterpiece quilts and honor master quilt makers at the International Quilters Hall of Fame Celebration, Marion, Indiana, July 20th through 22nd. Quilt exhibits, workshops, a huge vendor mall, and this year's honoree, Virginia Gunn. Get details at showmegrantcounty.com. Grant County, Indiana, classic cool.
Indiana adventure is near. Come to Grant County this year.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
And thanks for joining us here again for Ask the Designer in the WAOV studios. 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, NewsKnoxCounty.com. You can stream us live. We're here each Wednesday from 3 to 4. And I'm Cher Elliott from the original company, joined by Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, tell us again, where are you located and your phone number if we want to make that in-home appointment?
4th and Bessarin Street. The phone number is 812-886-4444.
Great, great. And before we went to break, we were talking about what we could expect if we called and made an appointment for you to do the in-home design review. And something that you mentioned while we were off air that I thought was interesting is designers do other things than just design and help redecorate a room. What are some of the other things that you offer?
Well, you get called on occasionally to plan and design a wedding.
Ah, okay.
I've had more than once, I've handled an anniversary party for a couple. Their kids were wanting to do a nice party for their parents, and they go, really don't know how to do this. You know what mom and dad would like. Can you do it for us? So I planned that, you know, and done that, and done graduation parties, you know, because graduations are a really busy time for mom and dad.
Oh, yes.
And it's really hard to get all that stuff together, have the graduation party, go to graduation, come home, and then have 20 or 30 guests in the house and so on. So a lot of times it's easier to have somebody else, and I feel that capacity too.
Oh, well,
the other
neat
thing is, you know, people will call me occasionally and ask me about table setting.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to have my husband's boss is coming for dinner, sure, and I don't know how to set a formal table or what should I do or how do I do it or... You know, I've even had people that have me go in and set up their tables, do the tablescape for them.
Okay.
You know, for a large party or for like Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So we fill a lot of different shoes. We decorate trees for people at Christmas and, you know, do house decorating and outdoor decorating at Christmas time. It's just a plethora of unusual things that anything that the customer needs that maybe falls into an artsy or creative area. You know, I've pretty well been asked to do it one time or another. So.
Yeah. Well,
makes life interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. And, you know, you mentioned decorating for Christmas. You know, that's for you. That's going to be right around the corner here before you know it. And it's always gorgeous at Regal Furniture during the holidays. You and your staff do a fantastic job of decorating trees, getting those up. And what's neat about what you guys do is you'll sell the tree as is. You'll right. sell it just with the or the ornaments. You'll store people's Christmas trees for them throughout the winter months.
If they need that done, we don't do as much of that as we used to, but we do have access to lots of different kinds of trees. Had a lady in this week said, order me a new tree for my living room. It's getting a little tattered looking. And, you know, every so often you have to kind of give it an upbeat look. So.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. All right. Well, we do have a couple of questions here.
Okie dokie.
All right. The first one is, Mr. Risley, my living room is long and narrow. What is the best seating arrangement for the situation? And this is, I'm going to listen because that's the way my living room is. So I want to see if I'm doing it right.
Okay. A lot of that depends on how wide the room is. If you can set the sofa out across the room, it will break that room up and thus make it seem like it's a little wider.
Okay.
If it's real long and narrow, sometimes you need two different seating areas in it. You need one for TV, maybe viewing. Maybe another area that's a small conversation corner. Or something.
Okay.
You know, long and narrow rooms depend on, like anything else, it depends on how long and how narrow it is. But one of those two ways usually work out the best.
Gotcha. Here's a good one. My husband likes his recliner, and I would like to just put my feet up. With living in a small apartment, we only have a room for a sofa and two chairs. How can we make this room be multifunctional?
Well, it's pretty easy. If the lady likes a ottoman with a chair, that usually can nestle in by the sofa and an end table pretty easily.
Okay.
And then we put the man's recliner across the room. So there may be at the same end of the room, but there's some footage between the two chairs. So it doesn't look like they're supposed to match.
Okay.
You know, if you put this two different chairs on each side of a table, that's usually a little error in design because they usually, if they're on each side of a certain table, they will match.
Right.
And
you
be
have
in
that
the
symmetry.
Same fabric.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But you can, you know, you can tuck that, the chair with the ottoman in a corner. Because you need a little bit more space in front for that ottoman to sit there.
Okay.
So, and then put the hubby's chair in the other corner.
There you go. Stick him in the corner. There you go. all right. Here we go. One more. We are putting our home up for sale and plan on downsizing and moving into a condo. I'm thinking that instead of trying to get the living room furniture to fit in the new place, we would be better off to give it to the kids and buy something new that would fit in the condo. Do you think that is a smart idea?
It usually is because if you have a large home, the furniture pieces, the scale of the furniture pieces are maybe going to be designed for your older home that
okay.
was larger and had higher ceilings.
Okay.
So the scale of the furniture would be off for a sleek new condo, particularly if you're going to an area like Beachy or, you know, the coastline or something like that. A lot of those homes don't have real high ceilings, but they've got a lot of glass and a lot of light. So the big, heavy pieces of furniture really don't translate good to those atmospheres.
Okay, yeah. And like you said, they're a little smaller scale being the condo
right.
as opposed to the full-size home. So, yeah, it probably would be better to invest in some new stuff. So, well, it's hard to believe that we are another week in. We've got another week under our belt, that it's all going well. And so as we are getting ready to wrap up here. Again, I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. Greg, tell us where you're from and how to get a hold of you.
I'm at Regal Furniture, 4th and Bessarin, 812-886-4444. Send us in some topics. Let me know what you want to hear about.
Yes.
I'll be glad to cover it.
We do. You can do that at newsknoxcounty.com. Click on Ask the Designer logo and send us in a topic or a particular question. We'd love to hear that. Be sure and join us again next week. That's on Wednesdays, 3 o'clock hour. We'd love to have you back. And thanks for joining us.
that's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer. Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Risley & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture.
From the Washington Chrysler Center 97.7 WAOV News Desk, I'm Eli Williams reporting.